Just read one, two hadith, and inshallah, we'll call it a night. Among the ayah that we have read in the Quran, throughout, one of them is A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. So everything will be remembered by people, their families, their work, their occupation, how much money people owe them. But Allah says, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. How do you remember Allah? When people praise you, instead of taking the praise, you say Subhanallah. You say Alhamdulillah. You say Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest. And there should be no praise for me and what I have done. And generally people, when they praise you because they want to get something else out of you down the line. So you don't get caught up in the person and the words. You remain continuously caught up with Allah. And whatever good you do, you have to say to yourself, as we read the other day, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whatever good you do is for your benefit. And whatever bad you do is going to hurt you. So Allah is saying, remember Allah, because Allah is your creator. Allah is your sustainer. He knows everything about you. And therefore remember Him, because remembering Him is the greatest thing. Another place Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. And if you look at many prophets, they went through difficult time, including, for example, Yunus alayhi salam. And when they called out, the angels could understand who was calling. The angels knew full well who was calling. They would say, Ya Allah, we know this voice, because this person always called upon you. So Allah is saying, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. And the problem with us, unfortunately, we only remember Allah when we are going through difficulty and challenges. And the rest of the time, it is all about me. I did this, I did that, that's my family, that's my great-grandmother, that's my great-grandchild, whatever it is. That's my business, I have 45 businesses. Everything's about me, 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 me. That's what creates our biggest problem. So Allah says, forget that me, me, me. I give you one headache, you can't manage. I give you one stomachache, you can't manage. I put you through one surgery and you sit in a hospital like you're a dying person and everybody must come and say, okay, you'll get better, you'll get well, they must motivate you, get you going. Allah is saying, who are you? Who am I? Who are we? We are absolutely nothing. So Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me in your transactions. Remember me when you're talking to people. Remember me when you're with your family. Remember me at all times when you're studying. Remember me when you're going through good times. Remember me when you're going through difficult times. Then inshallah, when you go through any type of extreme challenge, then I will remember you and I will make it easy for you. Everyone will think you're supposed to be suffering at a certain time, but you'll be walking through life as if you are going through nothing. And the Sahaba are the living example of this. Arrows are flying over them. They are going through difficulties. When it's time for them to rest, they go under a tree, they rest, they get up and they continue doing what they have to do. That's what you call, when you remember Allah, that Allah gives you the ability and He also remembers you at the time of your challenge. One more ayah. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Where Allah says continually, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart with humility and awe. Fi nafsika tadurru'a wa khifa. Then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tadurru'a, with total humility. Don't remember Allah with arrogance. Like for example, some people, the way they talk about Allah, like Allah is just a nothing. Yeah, I read this about Allah. Allah says this. That's not the way you talk about Allah. You talk about Allah. And of course, sometimes we get caught up in the emotion. But Allah says here, as much as you can, remember Allah within your heart, with humility, with love, with affection, with awe, with reverence. And وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. And do not remember Him with a loud voice, with raising your voice, as if you are talking about a nothing. You are talking about Allah, and give Allah that beautiful respect, and Allah will get respect for you as well. And He will award you respect on earth as well. And when must you remember Him? بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Remember Him in the morning and the evening. In the morning, it's difficult to remember Allah. If you are a woman, if you get ready for work, if you get ready for school, you are a man, if you get ready for this, get ready for that. We all are caught up in different things. So Allah is saying, remember Him in the morning. Start your day with your Fajr Salah. If you can, Salah with Jama'ah. Start your day with your Yaseen. Start your day with your Tasbih. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allah Akbar 34 times, La ilaha illallah. All these various things, start off your morning with that. And also the evening, when you get caught up in the day and you come home, you take out and you unwind all your problems. that Allah is saying, don't let that happen. Whatever happened during the day, it happened. Now you move on. Don't take your problems home. In fact, it comes in one hadith, when a man leaves his problems behind the walls of his home, and he walks in and he says, now it's a new beginning. It's my family. Allah gives him tremendous, tremendous amount of reward. But no, men are like babies, unfortunately. In fact, men, I think, are more babies than women. They go through problems the day, then they take the problem to their wife. Then the wife must hear about it. Then the sons must hear about it. Then the daughter, and there must be baby. No, daddy, you did good. No, daddy, you did fine. No, daddy, you'll come right. We are men. Ar-rijalu qawwamun. The Quran says, ar-rijalu qawwamun. That men are supposed to be strong. And they shouldn't be taking their problems everywhere and making other people's lives miserable. So the Quran is giving you beautiful advice. It says, remember Allah in the morning and remember Allah in the evening. Once you walk through that door, now you start giving da'wah to the family. Start talking to your family about the oneness of Allah. Talk to them positive things. Calm them down and make them realize you are a true man. And women, inshallah, can also do that for the children. And by the way, experience has shown me women are better at doing this than men, alhamdulillah. And that is something we can learn from. And wala takum minal ghafilin. And do not become among those people that are in ghafla, that forget these basic commands of Allah and the other commands as well. May Allah help us and guide us. Wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah.